Marvin Gaye, I'm too busy thinking about my baby. Well, talking of thinking about my baby, her, honey, do you remember that line from The Graduate? Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson? Let's face it, the most seduction techniques are pretty ineffectual, aren't they? They really don't work. You know, for example, telling someone, you're a thief. I'm sorry? You're a thief. You've stolen my heart. You know, if you did want to seduce someone, what is the best way to do it? Well, let's ask blogger, web TV entrepreneur, author of In Sleeping Beauty's Bed, Erotic Fairy Tales, Mitzi Soretto. Morning, Mitzi.
Hello.
Does seduction ever work?
You know, you asked what is the best way to seduce someone, and I think it's very simple. Be yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but oh no, really?
Yes.
Be yourself.
Yes, because, you know, if you put on all these little airs or you read these little books about how to, you know, catch a man and all that, eventually any type of pretenses are going to just fade away and you're just left with the pure essence of you. And if that's not going to do the job, nothing will.
But surely seduction for women is very, very easy because we're all so gullible, we blokes, aren't we? I mean, we are just... If a pretty young woman or even a non-pretty young woman flutters her eyelids at us chaps, we're putty in your hands, aren't we?
I don't know if that's really
true. Oh, we are.
I don't know. I mean, you know, if you're talking about a quickie seduction that isn't going to go anywhere, you know, that's one thing. But if you're talking about something on a more sustained level, it's going to fall apart.
Are we talking about a seduction or are we talking about a quickie?
Well, I don't know. Which one are you talking about?
I'm not sure. Has anybody tried to seduce you ever?
To seduce me?
Yeah.
If they have, I'm not aware of it. I mean, basically, I'm a hard sell. You know, if I'm either interested or I'm not, and it's 99% of the time I'm not.
Believe me, I wasn't going to try.
That's okay.
So just be yourself.
I think so, because I mean, at the end of the day, that's all there is. And if you put on pretenses or airs, or you just put on little acts and try to suck up to somebody, it's gonna fall apart. You know, someone's gonna see through it sooner or later, and there's just gonna be nothing left.
Yeah, but if you're going for short-termism, though, which, of course, a lot of people are...
Maybe.
That's another matter entirely, isn't it? I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah, but
absolutely,
you know what?
Long-term,
You know what? If you're just going for the one-off, one-night thing, you're talking about who's really caring. You know, it's a couple of dogs out on the night, you know? You don't need to bother.
No, actually, something slightly longer than that, you know, not just a one-nighter. I mean, I'm talking about at least a few weeks. Although, I suppose it is a choice between, you know, a quickie and something that will last for a long time, isn't it?
Well, you would hope so.
I
would hope so, certainly. I mean, if you're going to put the effort into it, I mean, why bother putting any effort into it if you don't want it to be sustained to any certain length of time?
Yeah, you've got
a point. Why invest the time at all? Why flutter the eyelashes? What's the point?
Well, although, of course, looking at some of the relationships that have been in the last few years, and I'm generalising horrendously, and I'm probably going to upset a lot of people, but hey, why stop now? But there have been a lot of marriages between very powerful men and their trophy wives.
Yes.
Now, you're not telling me that there hasn't been a bit of seduction going on somewhere down the line there.
No, we all know what that's about.
What's it about?
Oh, well, you know, it's basically they're buying their wife. Come on, you know, nobody's fooled by it. You know, nobody's fooled by granddad out with his, you know, teenage wife. Come on.
You mean it's not love? It's not that they're in love?
Oh, yeah, they're in love with the wallet. And the men are just, you know, that they get their youth back and they've got something to show off. But that's been going on for a long time.
But that is a sort of form of seduction on the part of the women, perhaps, or on the part of the men. I suppose who initiates that, do you think?
Well, there's women like this. They're manufactured, these women that go with men like that. And you know, it's a mutual exchange, really. I mean, everyone gets, I guess, what they want, if that's what they want.
So it's a business relationship.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we should glorify it and say there was some just wonderful love, you know, Romeo and Juliet here. I think we're beyond that naivete.
Mm. Listening to people is always quite good. I mean, if we move away from seduction as such, per se, etc., and move to actually getting with somebody that you rather like, listening to them is quite a good move, isn't it, really?
You know, I know we're referring to that article that was in the newspaper yesterday about the seduction techniques, and when I was reading that, I just had to laugh, because I think that if you're with someone that you're into, if you really like them, a lot of these things are just instinctual. And if you're going to be sitting there across the, you know, candlelit table having dinner and thinking, okay, I'm going to look at his eyes like Count Dracula for 5 seconds, then I'm going to look at his earlobes, then I'm going to look at his chest, you know, it's just so contrived. Mm. And if you're into someone, these little signals are going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
You can't force it. So, and if you are forcing it, it's then it isn't real.
Right. And so if you sit there flicking your hair back and then crossing your legs and uncrossing your legs.
Exactly. Or glued to every word.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not glued to every word, you're probably just not into the person anyway.
Yeah, so give up, really.
Sure, because if you really dig somebody, then you do hang on every word, and you do really look at them in a certain way. It's not forced.
Going back to right to the beginning, Mitzi, and you say, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which self? Because most of us have several selves, don't we?
Well, I'm multifaceted, I would hope. If not, then we'd be very
nicely
boring.
Put.
Although
nicely
there are boring
put.
People out there, yeah. But I think, as I said, going through a checklist of things that you should do to, say, seduce someone or get them interested, that isn't natural. And I think the key is to be natural and to let yourself shine, because that's what someone's going to want. That's what someone's going to want to be with.
Right.
You know, they're not going to want to be with a book or a set list of something. It's you.
No. Mitzi, I really, really love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Ooh, are you trying to seduce
accent.
Me?
I think it's absolutely marvelous. It suits your bubbly personality and your good look. I think I'm going to throw up now. Right, Mitzi, bye.
Bye, dear.
Mitzi Saretto, blogger, entrepreneur, and author of In Sleeping Beauty's Bed, Erotic Fairy Tales. Erotic Fairy Tales? What? No young people have been shocked in the making of this radio program. Well, it just sums it up, isn't it? Fergal Sharkey sums up life. A good heart these days is hard to find.